I was saddened on Thursday to hear that comic genius Ronnie Corbett had died, aged 85. Of course, he was best known for his long association with fellow comedian Ronnie Barker and their TV series The Two Ronnies. I never could work out why they called it that. Ronnie and Ronnie both worked together in the late 1960s on The Frost Report, but never got into wider-ranging weather reporting. Ronnie C. was well known for his long, rambling jokes, although he could tell jokes on non-hiking-related matters as well. And for years, he kept the nation entertained from the comfort of his very own armchair. And if that isn't the key to Britishness, I don't know what is. Elsewhere, Tata Steel has announced it's selling all its operations in the UK. It seems the company's decided to say, Tata Steel! David Cameron says the government's doing all it can to help the UK's steel industry, following in the footsteps of so many of his predecessors at Number 10, who also really cared about British steel and coal and free school milk. Things have been happening outside of the UK as well, though. A man who caused an Egyptair flight to be diverted to Cyprus using a fake suicide vest could now be extradited to Egypt, presumably defeating the whole point of his actions in the first place. While the hijacking was underway, a passenger from Leeds posed for a photo with the hijacker. It's a pretty extreme way to get some social media likes. Ben Innes then claimed it was the best selfie ever, despite the fact that a flight attendant actually took the snap. The clue's in the name, Self-E. Turning to sport, Gary Neville's been sacked by Valencia after just 4 months as manager. If it was Man United, he'd probably be due a long service award. To be fair, it was Neville's first managerial post, and he's expected to be in the running for the Aston Villa job. Although David Moyes, remember him, is favourite. Villa seem to be going for candidates with form at being hired and fired. And cycling legend Sir Chris Hoy will compete in Motorsport's Le Mans 24-hour race in June, although he might find cars go a bit quicker than even he can cycle. He's already competed in the British GT Championship. No, not the British G&T Championship. That's very different. Of course, the cyclist may find Motorsport is more about the team than the individual. He'll be just a spoke in the wheel, as it were.